It is time for the highly informative, the always dependable golf tip of the week. North of the Border style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet.
Don't answer.
Remember, you've been off a couple weeks.
We had to train John Roller on this just last week.
How do you do?
He did very well.
He did very well, exactly.
You not only have to be good, but you also have to have two horseshoes up your rear end. You got to be lucky to win the U.S. Open.
Ooh.
I jumped the gun.
Yeah. Okay. This week's tip of the week is putting in a trough.
Putting in a trough.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So it's really fun to watch when you're watching these tour players and watching the LPGA tour players play golf and you watch them hit putts.
Yep.
One of the things that you always hear the commentators say is, well, here's where their line is. They've got to hit it on that line. Well, the last I checked, the hole was larger than 1.68 inches in diameter.
Yes. Right?
The cup is actually 4.25 inches across.
Right.
So with that being the case, why do you only have a line, Jim?
Well, Greg, I know where you're going with this, and it's legit because I have stood back over putts and look at it, and when you're in the right frame of mind, you see that trough.
Yes.
And you know if you just get it started in that trough and make sure your speed's good, it's going in.
Yeah, think about putting in an eaves trough. You're not putting on one line. All you have to do is keep it inside the bumpers.
Yep.
Well, that's the same thing you need to think about when you're putting. You want to draw two lines back from that hole back to your golf ball on the way that you think the putt is going to go. And you want to try to do everything you can to keep that ball inside those two bumper lines. If you do, you are going to be so much more successful putting because now you're not so focused on the line of the putt. You can focus on an area where you want the putt to be in. You don't have to be as precise because how many times do you hit a ball directly into the middle of the cup? Usually it goes in on the left edge or the right edge and sometimes in the middle. So if it goes in on the left edge or it goes in on the right edge, doesn't that tell you that basically you've got a trough that you can hit the putt in to be able to get the ball in the hole?
Exactly.
So when you're out there putting, even if you have to go and lay down a couple of alignment sticks, one on each side of the hole, and try to hit those putts inside those two alignment sticks, go ahead and do that. It's going to broaden your vision and your mind to see a much wider area to be able to stroke that putt into.
You know what's weird, Greg? When I see a trough, it's always on a breaking putt.
Yeah.
It's not a straight putt.
Wow.
And decided on maybe my mind's messed up. Well, we know that's true. But
that makes for a great visual, Greg. I like that tip.
Yeah. Well, so that is your golf tip of the week brought to you by Shady Rays. And it is a thing that we like to say is live hard. We got you.